It's 8:22. You know, there are a lot of Bruce Allens in here.
You know, you were telling me there never can be too many, and I can understand why. Redskins general manager Bruce Allen is with us this morning, and sitting next to me, of course, my partner Bruce Allen. Good morning, Bruce Allen, GM.
Well, good morning, and it's a great day for the Redskin Nation, and one of the reasons we had to make this phone call, as you know, when you're getting ready for the draft, you try and cover all your bases,
right?
And I'm calling Bruce Allen at WTOP in case the commissioner calls the wrong Bruce Allen in Washington, D.C. Who are you selecting, Bruce? What name are you turning in?
I'm turning in RG3.
Very good. All right, we got that covered.
Well, good. At least you'll say it. What is it with Shanahan? It's 99.99% that we're going to do it. He's a little stiff once in a while. What do you do to loosen him up?
Well, you know, in the draft, you can't trust a lot of these other teams. You know, we're the only team that's going to be honest on draft day, of course. And the Colts have not signed Andrew Luck yet. Of course, they said they're going to draft him. And once they do, our Bruce Allen is going to make the right selection. I know that.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
You get
about
to make
that.
The call?
That would be sweet.
He gets to, if that's the name he's turning in, if he turns in a defensive back, he's fired.
So is it too early or unlucky to wish you congratulations at this point?
Well, you know, we made the trade so long ago, and we had used the month of January and February really to prepare for this moment, and we think it's an exciting day for our franchise.
It is.
Obviously for Robert's extremely excited, but it's a big day for the NFL as well, because 300 players are going to be entering their professional career, so it's a day that we look forward to, not only to help us this year, but for years to come.
Now, you had a remarkable draft last year. So many of the players that you picked last year made an impact in their first season, even those players that came late in the draft. Do you feel like this team is now poised, because you don't have a second-round pick, is poised to be able to make some real good picks later on to add to Robert Griffin III?
Yeah, you know what, last year we had 12 choices and they all made the team, and that's great, not only for play time but for depth. And we still have 7 choices in this draft, and one of the reasons we wanted this trade done at the first day of the new league year was so we could focus our attention on free agency and those draft choices that we have from rounds 3 to 7. And yes, we're not a good enough team yet to say that we don't have some holes that can't be filled in the draft. And we spent a lot of time making sure we went over every player that we think will go between the 5th and the 7th round. We spent more time on that than probably in the previous years we did on the second round.
I know this gets ahead of ourselves a little bit, but do you have a certain point in the season where you know what to expect, win-loss record, for a ratio to say this is a success or it's not a success?
No, we're kind of boring that way. We look at it one game at a time, and the league gave us the Saints for our opening game, and you know we're going to try and bring Robert along at the proper pace, and there will be obviously some growing pains and some professional learnings of systems and coverages that he hasn't seen in college. But
you know, I hate to interrupt you here, but I got to speak for the fans. They don't want to hear that. They want to hear that this guy's going to be on the field and ready to go from the first game of the regular season, maybe not ready to win in his first years. You know, we've seen some quarterbacks who've had great careers not do, but get the experience to make him ready for years to come.
Oh, we're going to develop him properly. And when he's ready to go out in the field and help us win, he will be out there. He is a gifted talent, and he has some unique talents that we're excited to incorporate into our offense. And believe me, this is one great competitor. I don't know if he got it from his parents, who are both retired military people,
right,
but he can't wait to get on the field and compete with anyone at any time.
That's awesome.
It is exciting, Bruce. We're happy for you, for the team, and for us, really. I mean, he's really got the whole city on his shoulders at this point.
No, it's very exciting, and once you get to know him even more, you're going to love him more.
Excellent.
And Bruce makes sure make sure, don't joke around. This is an important pick. You got to pick the right guy.
I'm going to sit by the phone just in case.
I'm just going to tell you something you may have heard growing up. The future is now.
Yes, it is. That's what we're so excited about.
I believe your daddy said that a few times.
Yes, he did, and today's going to be a great day for our future.
Excellent. Thanks, Bruce. Great to talk to you.
Thank you.
Redskins general manager Bruce Allen.